I just had a chat with a friend, Narelle, who asked me why I stopped doing these daily chats, Facebook Lives, when they were starting to go so well. And quite a relevant question. I didn't like the question because the answer I didn't like, actually. So I started doing them, about 3-4 months ago, I think. And I was doing them every day. I did 62, I think. And near the end, I was starting to tail off. And when I started, I was just in a buzz. I just loved doing them. And here I am again doing it. And I enjoy doing it for some reason. It just touches my happy bone, wherever that is, all over. And so I just kept doing them. And each day, there'd be some sort of little thing to talk about, something to be inspired, to inspire me, that I could hope to pass on. And then near the end, I stopped doing them. And so there's always outside circumstances we can blame on why we stop doing things. I mean, I came from New Zealand to Australia, and there's all that drama of, you know, flights and rah-de-rah-de-rah, and I came here, had an interesting tenant whose son threatened me with violence and all sorts of things. So it was a little bit tense for the first week I was here. And so there were lots of things going on and lots of adjustments. And the other thing was that I had decided to start doing fortnightly email campaign, which is to promote my books. And that meant a huge learning curve in terms of technology. And there was probably about a dozen different websites that I had to master, and lots of trial and error, and probably more error and a lot of trial for my little brain. So that was going on. At the same time, I'm also setting up an online training courses for writers. So, and then I got asked to work, so I'm working 2 days a week as well, back to training, teaching. So I can always use the outside world as an excuse. This happened, and so therefore I stopped. This happened, and da-da-da. There's always a reason. However, the reason outside doesn't happen unless the reason's in here. And so I'm examining what started the outside, because something in here said, you've done 62 of these, and let's just tail it off, and sort of like the energy's falling away. So I think it was my third to last one, or might be the second to last one. It was about suicide, which I had been contemplating the day before because of the violence that was threatened. And so I talked about suicide, and the other two times that I have seriously contemplated it. And that particular Facebook Live touched a lot of people. So I had a huge response to that. So I put them onto YouTube, onto Rumble, and another one that I can't quite remember at the moment. But the Rumble one in particular seemed to go to a lot of people, and I got a response. For example, there was a young woman in Macedonia, I think it was, somewhere. I think it was a Russian state, and I think it started with M. And I won't say any more about identifying her, but she was in a very bad situation. All sorts of things were going on there with her family and with the community and the poverty, and she had been contemplating suicide. And so she somehow saw my video on Rumble and thanked me for changing her mind. She decided not to. Now, I don't know if that was the thing that's triggered me, but sometimes the things we start things and they really start to work as per our dream. And then we cop out, as I did. Because I don't know, maybe it got too much, that it's sort of nice in theory when we're doing stuff in the world, but when we start affecting people's lives, when we start actually making a difference. So in a sense, my video stopped somebody committing suicide. And that really touched me. I was in tears for quite a few different periods after that about it. So I don't know if that stopped me going any further, because the possibility, I'm playing with it right now, is that it was like, oh my gosh, I didn't think what I'm doing is going to have that much of an effect. I don't know if that made me pull back. But there was something that made me pull back, because I did pull back. And nobody else made me do it. And it's so often the way that when we set out to do something, we have this wonderful dream of changing the world or doing something good, helping somebody. But when the rubber hits the road, as they say, when something actually happens from our activity, whatever our project is, it can be a real challenge. When something actually happens from that. I had no intention of saving people from suicide way back 3 months ago when I started this. But when it happened, something went, oh gosh. And so I stopped doing it. And so the other thing that's happened, I think, is that I had started, as I said, setting up an online training course. And I had read and seen lots of videos, and apparently the thing now is reels, not these 20-minute videos, which is usually about 20 minutes, but one minute videos, which go onto Instagram and all sorts of other places, and the logarithms of the internet love them, and people love them. And so I thought I needed to do that. And I struggled and struggled and struggled with it, and I've been struggling with it for 3 months now. I just can't get myself to do them. I did one, and yeah, I'm not that pleased about it. So I did that, and I realized today that's not who I am. I was trying to fit my square person, or my whatever shape I am, into a different shape hole. The hole that the internet has created that is supposed to be the way things work better. And so they have these algorithms and whatever it is people want to follow. So I was trying to fit myself into something that didn't fit. I find it really easy to speak for 20 minutes. I can speak for 2 hours, no problem at all. No notes, no nothing. It's just the way I'm built. Ask me to speak for 1 minute, I can't do it. And it's the same with writing books. I can write 80,000, 100,000 words. It takes a little while. And I love doing it. And I can do it. And I've done it at least 20 times. But ask me to write a synopsis of my books or a writer bio, which is like 500 words. I really struggle. And I've realized that that's kind of who I am. I'm the 20-minute talker or the 2-hour talker. Or the 80,000-word writer. I'm not the 50-word writer or the 500 or the 1-minute speaker. And so I've made the bold decision not to do reels because it doesn't fit with who I am. And that's a huge weight, because I had those reels in my head, like, I must do these. And I could not get myself to do them. And they were kind of in the way of doing this, talking to you for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And that's another reason why that got in the way. So sometimes the things that get in the way are the things that we're trying to make ourselves be who we're not. Trying to make ourselves popular by whatever social engineering, if you like, stuff that's going on, rather than just doing what we blooming like doing. Who we are in our own way. So I'm not sure why they stopped, but there are some possibles there, and that might be why things have stopped for you. If you've started projects, maybe they've been too effective, and that sounds stupid, but once we get to be too effective, we go, oh, that's too much. Or are we trying to do something that others have prescribed for us, but it doesn't fit for us. And so we stall. So that's my little talk for today, my little self-discovery, because as I'm talking, it's coming to me why I did stop. So thank you for being there. And so I wish you, what do I wish you? I wish you the flow of being who you are and affecting the world in the way that you wish and in the way that you are. So I wish you yourself return today. And all who sail in her.